gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
I came to him just as I was. You ought to praise him in the noonday. You ought to praise him when the sun is going down. There are so many blessings I can't count. Everyone, Lord, I just this morning, I was thinking about the goodness of Jesus. Oh, yeah. And all he done for me. Yeah. My soul got happy. Oh, yeah. My soul got happy. Yeah. And my feet, they got light. Oh, yeah. And my feet, they got light. And I began to feel all right. Oh. I say thank you, Joe, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Joe, thank you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. I wish you could have been there when I came through. The church was on fire with the Holy Ghost, too. I know for myself that I've been changed. The angels in heaven done signed my name. I say thank you. Sure, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Sure, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Sure, thank you, Lord. Just this morning, I was thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all he done for me. My soul got happy. My soul got so happy. And my feet, they got light. And I began to feel all right. I say thank you. Sure, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Sure, thank you, Lord. I wish you could have been there when I came through. The church was on fire with the Holy Ghost, too. I know for myself that I've been changed. The angels in heaven done signed my name. I say thank you. Sure, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Sure, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you for all you've done. We made it.
Thank you. falling in love with Jesus.
Yeah.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I ever done.
Any songs I feel protected in his song, never disconnected. Any songs I feel protected, there's no place I'd rather be. No, there's no place I'd rather be. Yeah. Oh Lord, it is so. Yeah. Yes, it was the best thing.
God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, to the Holy Spirit, our Keeper, to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, to all people that's present here today, come to give God the praise and glory and hear what thus said the Lord today. We thank God for you all musicians, our choir, the deacon board, because we all make up one church.
One body.
And if we make up one church and we all fall in by the power of the Holy Spirit, it's going to be God's church. But when you get out on your own, it's going to be your church. And God has no dealing with your church. But all his dealing is with the church he built. And he built it with his blood, his suffering, his shame, his agony. Without complaining, he built a church. And I thank God today for Jesus for building the church that I become part of. And I'm glad to be in his church. In his church, there's plenty. There's plenty. There's joy. There's peace. There's love. There's patience. There's understanding. There's brotherly love. Togetherness. Perfectionist in his church. We thank God for you today. We thought today to teach a lesson today to you from 1 John 4, verse 1 through 11. The epistle of John, 1 John 4, 1 through 11. It says this, we're going to be brief if we can. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they be of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is coming is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming to flourish is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, this love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his Son to be propitiation for our sin. And finally, beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. We thank God for you today. The Spirit of God speaks the things of God because the Word verifies it. Or the Bible verifies this. The scripture here is saying to us, know that God has chosen, sanctified, and being kept by him, don't believe every spirit you hear. Amen. Don't believe every spirit you hear. But look in your Bible, and the Spirit speaks nothing but what God and the Son said.
Right.
And it's tried. That's all you do. You don't all go over the scripture. God is an intelligent God. You don't argue. Just sit and shut your mouth up, know the truth, and don't let nobody deter you or take you out of the truth. I had time to sit this week, and Wednesday night service, and Reverend Henry taught about my duties, about your duties, about our duties in the church. And that's the first time I ever heard a preacher get up and tell us straight to our face the duties from the Bible that we need to know and understand in order to be who God wants us to be and know our position, know what lane we walk in, what lane we don't walk in. He laid it out clear as day on Wednesday night. And I enjoyed it, almost put me in tears. Because things I be wanting to say sometimes, I be hesitant to say it because I know that it's going to be rebellious things against me. It's like the history of the black Christian. The black Christian, ever since God created, the black Christian been running the show. And y'all study your Bible and know what the words say, but you don't know the word. If you knew the words, you'd know where you come from. You know where you come from. You wouldn't have to get out and campaign to be the first this and first that, because we always been first because God created us first in his likeness and his image. And we hate to say it because if they, our brother or sister going to criticize us, you criticize me all you want, you can't hurt me. You can't hurt me. As long as I'm in the book, you ain't hurting me. You hurting God. What you do unto me, you're doing to God. See, don't believe every spirit, but you got to try the spirit. What you mean try the spirit? Take your Bible out and see if that's what it say. And then you cover. You don't have to talk back to the one that say it, because they are of God. I say, because many false prophets are what? Going out into the world. In Jeremiah 29 and 86, for thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of deceive you. Neither hearken unto your dreams, which he calls to be dreams. Jeremiah 14 and 14 say, then the Lord said unto me, the prophet prophesies lies in my name. I said them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesied unto you a false vision and a divination and a thing of naught and deceit of their heart. Other words, they're trying to make you say it's what they believe in instead of say what the words say. We got to be very careful with that. And it says, Jeremiah 27 and 10 said, but they prophesied a lie to you and remove you far from the land that I should drive you out and you should perish. They prophesied you trying to get to you, to lead you somewhere you don't need to be. God is the honest leader, ordained Holy Ghost filled leader that we need to follow. I don't care how good man get with this book here. Take the word out of his mouth and live the word and don't worry about him. Because if he with God, God gonna take care of him. He gonna let him prosper and be in good health. But if he prophesied in a lie, he gonna meet the judgment one day. And it's gonna be woe. It's gonna be woe. The Bible says, for he hereby know we the Spirit of God. We're supposed to know the Spirit because he's living inside of us. Know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. If you don't say God came in a human body, in a fleshly body, you ain't been saved. And you need to set your tail down. I'm talking Bible now. It's right here before you. A lot of times we spiritualize the church too much now. We get too spiritual in the church now. We don't want to see God as he is. We don't want to see him for the work he's already done. We want to put more work on God. And he's at the right hand of his Father today making intercession for to the Father for us. And he already gave us what to do. And he sent the Spirit to lead, guide, and instruct us into all righteousness, all truth. And we still want to send him to do things. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begot him, loveth him that is begotten of him. My God, my God, my God. We got to stay tuned in to Jesus. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming to flesh is not of God. Now see, I know that make church folks mad. But I'm reading out the Bible. I'm reading out the Bible. And it says, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of what? Antichrist. That means you're against God.
whereof ye have heard that if you should come, it should come. And even now already it is in, well, sometimes it's in the church. That's why Jude, the brother of Jesus Christ, say you better watch them close, because they'll sneak in unto you and teach you Antichrist stuff. They'll teach you what they want you to hear, what they want you to believe, instead of teaching what the word say. So you got to be careful, because they'll come into the church and turn the whole church upside down. We have to believe that and go by what the word of God has said to us. And if we don't do that, we're going to be in trouble. See, Christian people, believers in Christ, and I stand on this anywhere I go, everywhere I go, and people tell me, Reb, you ain't scared. I say, scared of who? Who I'm scared of? I ain't got sense enough to be scared of nobody. You speak bold. You speak bold, and you tell it like it is. I said, that's what God sent me to tell it like it is. I don't want no friends that come against me. I don't need no friends that walk against me. I need people that are going to believe. If I'm in the book, believe what I believe. And the church going to grow and going to be in good health, and sound doctrine going to be taught. See, I ain't looking for no friend. I'm looking to see Jesus one day. And what I do, I know the only way I'm going to see Jesus, I have to stay right here, cohesive, right here in the word. I been stopped looking for friends. Hurt me. The most painful things that I've entered in this life come from church folks. And I'm telling you what God loves. People that's supposed to be ordained, water baptized, tongue speaking, they almost killed me one time. The world, they treat me good because I'm straight forward with them. I don't cover up nothing. I don't let them do their devilment and them to take up for them. I don't do that. If I see you in the air, I'm going to come to you and tell you, brother, you're in the area. Here the scriptures right here, brother. And I'm through with that. I ain't going to stay there throwing that on your head. Because it's up to you to receive it from God or whatever. The Bible tells me here in the fourth verse here, the Bible tells me, say, ye are of God. Now, did you hear that? The Bible says, ye are of God. What? Ye, those born again believers in Christ Jesus. Those been sanctified, being kept by Jesus. He say, you of God. Yeah. And then he called me a little cheerer. Look, watch this. Everybody in this church today ain't mature as I am. And some people in the church, I'm not mature as they are. Can I tell you the truth? It don't hurt me, it help me. So I know if I need something, I can go to that person and ask them, and they're going to share it with me. That's what the church is all about. It ain't no one great I am, and other people ain't nothing. That ain't no church. That's a dictatorship and a sin against God. So I tell you all the time, I'm just a servant, just like you are, almost just in another position where you not, and God had put me in this position. I didn't jump in it. He put me in it. And by him putting me in, I'm going to try to excel high as I can go. Excel high as I can go to please him, because he's the one that called me. He's the one that keeping me. See, listen, you have overcome them. See, you don't be following unsaved people. Don't follow unsaved people, because greater is he that's in you than he that's where? Well, y'all, the devil made me do it. How he made you do that? Devil can't make you dumb, because you got Jesus inside you. I just read the scripture. He inside of you. He's stronger than the devil ever will be. Well, how in the world the devil made you do that? You did it because that's what you wanted to do. We need to stand up for the truth. Stand up on the truth and stop spiritualizing everything we see and be real with it. I have to pay every month you children to be here. I ain't going to come to this church and say, God bless me, I ain't had to pay no utility. I ain't going to lie like that. I have to pay my utility bill every month. I ain't going to come up here and show y'all falsetto. I'm going to give you straight forward. I have gas in my car. I have to eat. I don't like to cook every day, so I have to go out and give me something to eat. I'm being straight forward. I ain't beating around no bush. It's time out for beating around the bush. You hit a wasp nest, it's going to sting you. The Bible say, They are of the world. Therefore, they speak the things of the world. And the world hears them. Good God Almighty. Look in your community. Look in your nation. Look in your church. There are some people that speak crazy things all the time because they want you to believe them. And they of the world, so the world gonna do what? Listen to them. That's what they want to hear. If I run for political office and I say everybody in my district, I'm gonna give $1 million to, I could be the most rottenest, no good thing on this earth. But people love that money. And I ain't gonna get a vote. Cause they love that money. They gonna vote for me. I'm gonna get $1 million out. Well, I don't like Rev too much, but I'm gonna give him, he gonna give me $1 million. I'm gonna vote. He can't hurt me none. You might not hurt me, but you're hurting other people. And Jesus told me, don't look out for yourself, look out for others. I made a decree with some politicians. I say, would you change the ordinance that say I'm going to do if the people give me the vote? And God, stop lying on this earth, say I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that when I get in the seat. And when you get in the seat, you can't get the vote. And then the community people get mad with you and have envy and strife against you because you ain't doing nothing. And you won't even stand up with manpower enough in you that God gave and say, I can't do it, I can't get the vote. That's simple as it can be. And we ought to, but let's pray for our officers. Pray for what? What you praying for them for? Tell them to do right. Tell them to follow the scripture. I don't care what position he in, he's supposed to have a pastor over him. He is never supposed to exceed his pastor. That's what God tells me. I ain't supposed to exceed my pastor. I do what he tells me to do, as long as he's walking in his will. I do just what he say. And I'm not going to lie for you just because you my friend. I found out that's detrimental to myself and instrumental to hell. So I got to walk like God say walk. Not the things of this flesh. Or this flesh, God did he put this flesh here, and the flesh crave all the time. Don't lie in this church today. My flesh crave, your flesh crave, our flesh crave, don't lie. Yes, Lord. And God sent the Holy Spirit. Listen at me good. He sent the Holy Spirit to this earth to keep us until he come back and receive us unto himself. And it's people in the church just lie all the time. The Holy Spirit told me to do it. The Holy Spirit told me, ain't told me nothing. It ain't in the word. It ain't in the word. Holy Spirit only back up what the word says. Holy Spirit ain't going to back up nothing that the devil say. See, these people are of the world. Therefore, they speak things of the world. My God, my God, my God. Jesus Christ. When you are filled with the Spirit, you can discern the things of God. You got to be filled with God's Spirit, though, not your spirit. Your spirit got to give heed to God's Spirit. And we're going to be cohesive. We're going to be uniform. We're going to be timely fitted together by God's holy power. And you, that stumbling stuff. God sent the Holy Spirit to me. If I see a pothole there, he's going to say, step over to the right. And I go bypass the pothole. But he don't want me to fall in the pothole every time I get up and walk. That's the work of the devil. Telling me if you don't fall in the pothole, you can't be saved. That ain't in scripture. When I get saved, he sent the Holy Ghost to me to give me strength and empower me to walk in what the word of God has said. You don't need to keep telling me every week, Rev, you need to get saved. Rev, you need to get saved. Don't tell me that. Don't come up in my face with that foolishness. I'm supposed to tell you, look, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, eternal life, and it's up to you whether you walk in the light or he's in the light. I ain't gonna bury that in you. You got to come the same way I came. You can't get through no other door, no other window, but through Jesus Christ. He's the only way, only true way on the face of this earth. And we got to tell people, we of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. God help us. He that is not of God hears not of us. Now, that's amazing. Now, this is to me today. This ain't no Abraham, Isaac, and Paul. No, that's to me. If you are of God, you're going to hear me. Because I'm on line by line, precept by precept. You got your Bible, I got mine. We've seen the same thing in the Bible. And if I'm lining up with the word and you don't hear me, that means you're ignoring God. You're ignoring God when you don't hear me. If I'm in the word and you follow me in the word and I'm lying, my lifestyle is in the word, you're against God, not me. You don't have sense enough to know you're against me. You're against God. And I'm sharing it with you. I can't beat around no bush for you. I don't believe in that. Every time you beat around the bush, you get stung. And you have a hard fall. So if you tell a man the truth, it's going to set you free, not him. Going to set you free. And when he see you walking free, he going to say, you know what? I should have listened to that man. It's too late now. The judgment of God is upon you. And then we got to walk in the light as he's in the light. He said, beloved, let us love one another with love, because it's of God. Did you hear what I say? Let us love one another. I don't care who you are, what you are, I love you anyway. If you don't like me, I got to love you anyway. This is what the book tells me. Because love is of God. And if you ain't of God, you of the world. And the world don't know God. That's what the book just told me. Everyone that loveth, good God Almighty, is born of God. So if got anybody in this church don't like folks, hate people, you ain't been born again. Can I tell you the truth? If anybody in this building this morning don't like somebody, you ain't been born again. Just the word. If you've been born again, you'll love everybody. Well, I would love him, but I don't like his ways. That ain't got nothing to do with God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And what is the world that's away from God? What nobody saved when Jesus come. And he said, I'm the first and the last living sacrifice I'm going to present to you all. If you accept me, you'll be saved. If you don't accept me, you're going to hell. How blunt can you get it? See, before Jesus, there wasn't no salvation. Jesus fulfilled the old law and put grace and truth before us to live by. Grace and truth. And forgiveness all in that package. Repentance all in that package. Forgetting yesterday and thinking about today, all that's in that package. You don't stop, keep thinking about what you did was yesterday. Have your mind renewed. And thank Jesus now. You say I'm saved by your word, Lord. I'm saved. I'm walking in my salvation. It ain't nothing I'm doing that I just want to do. It's what the word says. That's where I'm walking, in the word. If I can't walk in the word, I can't be comfortable. I hear people say all the time, I can't go along with him, or I can't go along with her. I can't say that, because I have long suffering in me. If you ain't saved, I'm going to treat you just like I treat the Christian. And I'm going to come talk to you in love and tell you, if you try this right here, I'm through with it, try this right here. I ain't giving you a Bible full of scripture. Try this scripture right here. Read it over and over. And then tell me what it say to you tomorrow. Just do it. Just do it. There was a time in life when I didn't even want you to say the Lord's name. Well, I'm going to tell you somebody was worse than me, the Apostle Paul. You better not bring Jesus' name up to him. Until he was on his way to Damascus and met God, and God knocked him out and blinded him, hit him so hard. Then he started listening at who God was, started testifying of who God was to him. But if nobody don't break you down with the word, I'm talking about, not scolding you, with the word. I tell people all the time, when my coming up, I want to be a righteous person, but you couldn't come to me in my face and tell me I'm ugly, and I just left home looking in the mirror. That was a fight on your hand right then. That's in the natural flesh. I didn't play that. And I hear people say, you ain't this, you can't be that. It offends me. It offends me. Because I just read a minute ago, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And you can't tell me what I can't do. I'm not going to listen to that chin music. And I ask everybody to catch on to Jesus and do what Jesus said. Just let us, all of us love one another, because love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God, and they know God. And they don't, every time you get ready to sit, devil whisper in your ear, you stop for a moment and you go take God's side and walk with the Lord, not with the devil. You walk with God, not the devil. If you walk with the devil, you're going to end up in hell, in the church. Now, that's pitiful. You've been in church all your days, and it's head straight to hell. That's bad business. So we got to walk with God. Don't fulfill the lust of your flesh. Walk with God. Don't think you got it all. Where much is known, much is required of us, y'all. If I'm in here thinking I'm God over y'all, I'm a dictator over y'all, I'm going to have the greatest fall I ever had in my life. He want me to be a humble servant down in the midst of you. He don't want me to be a thumb sticking up over you. He want me to be where we can talk together, laugh together, smile together, high five together, all that. That's Christianity. They got some preachers the people can't even get to. I'm telling you like it is. They can't even get to, they worship them on this earth. I don't never want you to worship me. Whether you like me or not, just say, I don't like the old boy, but he's pretty good dude. That's good enough for me. At least I'm recognized. That's good enough for me. I have to walk a little straighter to you in front of you than I am now to prove myself before God and mankind. And man going to say, look, he can't do the things he do unless God be with him. That's what you got to say. Ain't no way he could do what he do unless the Lord with him. And that's all I want. I don't like a backbiting and all that stuff. Like never like that. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is what?
Love.
What?
Love.
Lord, have mercy. He that said, I know him and keep not his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Good God Almighty. That's Bible, y'all. That's Bible. You ain't going to get no straighter than that. And the understanding is already there. It's scripture understanding. I ain't got to analyze that to you. You already heard it in your ear. And you know it's true because it's biblical. In this love of God, was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Just because you're in the church don't mean that you're in him. When I was young, I come to church because my parents told me, you're going to go into church today. You ain't going to sit there. You ain't going to watch no wrestling match or nothing. You're going to church. And I had to go to the church. The church wasn't in me, but I went to the church building. And I always did. For many years, I went to the church building. But the church wasn't in me. Later years, it started clicking on me. Started clicking on me. Start clicking on me. And I was doing things that I shouldn't have did. It started clicking on me and clicking on me. Even though they wasn't educated as I was, it started clicking in. And I say, oh, that's the same thing God said. Wasn't the same word, but same thing God did. My parents told me the same identical thing when I read it in a book. I said, how did they know? Even my pastor one time, he preached a sermon. I said, Rev, I said, who talked to you about me? I'm being real now. Rev, who talked to you about me? He said, brother, this is the way he was. Straight forward. Brother, what you talking about? I said, Rev, somebody told you about me, because what I did, you said it in the book. You just preached it in the church. And you was talking about me, Rev. He said, well, brother, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about what the Lord told me. And right in the office, I said, no, Reb, you can't know that much. You're smart, Reb. You're an honest student and all that, but you can't know that much. And he took his Bible. Listen to me good. Opened his Bible and say just like this. Say, brother, read this. And I read it, and I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Reb, for accusing you of something that you wasn't guilty of. I'm the one was guilty. But you had already told me through inspiration of God what I was, and I didn't want to accept that because I'm a big boy. I'm Mr. Lionel Smith. I'm this, that, and the other. I can't be touched. I'm a big boy. And I had too much pride in myself to see the goodness of God and the mercy of God, the humbleness of God, the meekness of God. I couldn't see it because I was lifting Lionel up. I was a halfway decent, smart dude, halfway, I say. And I just think I had regular knowledge, and I just studied it more and had some extra little knowledge. And when I get around people, I know how to change my conversation and all that stuff like that, make them think I'm what I am not. Until I met Jesus. Until I truly met Jesus. Say, boy, what you talking about? What you talking about? Read that scripture again. And I read it, and it condemned me. That's what I tell people all the time. You ain't got to cut me down. Just give me the scripture. It's going to knock me down. And when I'm too high, we used to sing the song, please, Lord, if I'm too high, please. Please, Lord, bring me down. You ain't got to ask him. According to this book here, when you get up beyond yourself, you go in a great fall. That's why I tell people to be humble all the time. To meet you in here, Dave. By being humble, you're going to gain a lot. Friend, relative, you're going to gain prestige. People are going to encourage you all the time. Because you humble yourself. How can you go out and you being bigoted and you're going to tell me something? I ain't listening at you. You're too bigoted. You got to have wisdom of God to know how to approach me and get my attention in order to tell me what the Lord says. The Bible tells henceforth is love. Not that we love God, but that he love us. My God, my God, my God. I think John 15 and 16 said, ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you, or ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Yes, my God, my God. If I'm what I say I'm, I ought to have some fruits.
That's right.
I should have some fruits. If I'm up here talking all this Christian talk and ain't got no fruit, the Bible says I'm a hypocrite.
Right.
And I'm saying it before y'all. I am a hypocrite. If I'm all this talk and ain't living nothing, I am a hypocrite. That's what the word say. I'm covered by the word. I live by the word every day of my life. I'm not ashamed of the word of God. If it's for two purposes for me, it's to lift me up or convict me. That's what the word for. To every being, every unsaved or every Christian in this house, is to lift up or condemn you. And if you get condemned or convicted, all you got to do is change. You don't need nobody to come to you and tell you nothing. Because the Spirit of Christ liveth in you, and it's going to automatically convict you and show you to get back online.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
I see people all the time, and I'm through almost. They'll come to you and just talk to you with scripture. Talk to you with what the Lord say. And all they got to do is pat you on the shoulder and give you one scripture. And pat you on the step, go on home. And you done did your, you got a star in your cap for doing what God say do. Don't worry about it no more. Because God going to take care of the rest. Paul say, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God give the increase. And we got to believe that without shouting, without doubting him. So finally say, beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. And in the scripture say, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one the brethren. Now, God, that's in the flesh, y'all. That's in the flesh. Do you ever give up your right? I ain't talking about your Christianity. You got to keep that. Satan can't take that from you. Do you ever give up your rights for to help somebody else? Do you ever give up your rights to help somebody else? If you hadn't, you ain't pleasing God. You're not pleasing God. If you can't give up your rights sometime to help somebody else, you're not pleasing God. And I'm telling you the truth, he ain't living in you. Because if he's living in you, you're going to do the things that's of God. If he's living in you, you're going to do God the thing. Out of a faucet, flow water. Not Kool-Aid. We mix a little Kool-Aid and sugar with it and get Kool-Aid. But out of this faucet flow water. They ain't going to give you nothing but water. When God told Moses, Moses going to speak to the rock, you're going to get some water. Moses got upset and hit it and beat on it. And it said so much water come out there, it built a street of water. Almost drowned the people up. We got to have do like God said. Stop putting out a little bit in it. Do what God said. And he going to preserve us according to his will, not according to our will. I like to do a lot of things. I see this church land down here. We got church land down, a lot of land down there. Every time I pass, I say, Lord, I wish I had this amount of money. I'll go and put houses, yes, Lord. House structure, yes, Lord. Build a community of our houses, put people, furnish the apartments, so people can live decent. Be encouraged by when the preacher get up and preach, he'll say, that's some of my works there. God bless me to do that work there. Well, that's what we need to be proud of. Not going around here telling I'm Dr. Smith. That ain't nothing. That's crazy anyway. Call me a doctor. You know I ain't no doctor because I go to the doctor. I go to the, if I was a doctor, I wouldn't have to go to no doctor. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ just like you, but put me in a different position than he put you in. He put me up here to tell you the truth. And he told me you were just a watchman, son, over the flock. And by you being a watchman over the flock, he said, judge yourself first before you start portraying to them. And then you'll see yourself better. There may be one today, maybe somebody today, living your own life. A life where you think you're right. You ain't the only one ever been like that. I've been like that too. You think you're right, but you're not right according to the scripture. I give myself a test every day, seeing my father and what the words say, or what I want to do. And what you mean by what you want to do? When I used to play sports, my catcher, he'd flash a sign to me. And if I didn't think the batter gonna hit it, I'd shake it off. I said, this is what I want to throw. And he'd flash another sign, said, no, this is what I want to throw here. And that's what God give us, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Every time mishaps come, the Spirit of God should resurrect in our life and stand up in our life and manifest itself in our life. If you're here today, we're going to ask you right now, just make that big, giant step and serve the Lord. Come to know how to serve God. We're teaching through the scripture how we need to serve God, how we need to meet God. Not what nobody else said. Are you here today?
said, do me a favor. I said, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
I said, do me a favor.
That's my